Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast, Season 5 Finale. There is so much to get to this week. We have lots of people to thank, and even an apology to make. We have something to celebrate, an update to share with you, we are getting curious about a topic for Olivia's first grade class, and we are also going to share our favorite episodes and facts from Season 5 of Curious Kid Podcast. Let's start this off by thanking lots of very special people.
I want to thank all of the different podcasts that were awesome enough to invite me onto their shows. I've appeared in episodes of Incredible Kids Podcast, like Time for Lunch, Reach, a space podcast for kids, Newsy Jacuzzi, At Your Level, the Kids Listen Activity Podcast, and of course, the 10 News.
We are big fans of all of those podcasts, and we highly recommend them if you're looking for other fantastic kids podcasts. If you want to hear lots of extra content from us, you should definitely check out The 10 News. It's a twice-weekly current events podcast for kids. Each episode is about 10 minutes long. We are the science correspondents for The 10 News, so we are guests on their show frequently to talk about lots of science topics.
Check out The 10 News to hear us discuss whether Thanksgiving dinner really makes people drowsy, whether a groundhog really is good at predicting the weather, and so much more.
We also want to thank a really special guest that joined us for one of our episodes this season.
That guest was Dr. Anthony Fauci. I asked him about hand washing during the virus pandemic. I asked, is it better to wash your hands with bar soap, liquid soap, or hand sanitizer?
We are so grateful that the incomparable Dr. Fauci joined us for a minute to answer a question for Olivia.
More than anything else, we want to thank our listeners. We have the best podcast listeners in the whole entire world.
The Curious Kid Podcast has been enjoyed in 161 different countries worldwide. We are so lucky to have listeners that tune into us from places near and far. Of the 20 cities that listen to Curious Kid Podcast more than any other, 8 are outside of the United States. And that's amazing.
All our super-duper listeners helped us reach a big milestone this year. On February 20th, we reached 500,000 downloads.
Isn't that amazing? It really made us feel so special. Our listeners have done so much to show their love for the podcast, and all of that love is the fuel that keeps this podcast train chugging along. To all our listeners that subscribe to the podcast, tell their friends to listen to us, leave us a rating or review, send us an email or voicemail, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, buy our merchandise at our online merch shop, or support us on Patreon, a big thank you. It humbles us every day to know that there are lots of people out there that love listening to us every week as much as we love putting this podcast together.
Now that we thank so many amazing people, we have an apology to make.
You may remember that I apologized to our Australian listeners last year because I did an awful job pronouncing the names of some of their beautiful cities. Would you believe it if I told you that we got an email from listeners of ours in the United States that said that I did not know how to pronounce the name of their beautiful state? Well, that's exactly what happened. Check this out.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hello! I want to thank you and Olivia for your Curious Kid Podcast. My grandsons and I listen every day in the car, and every day we learn something new. Thank you. We live in Oregon, and us folks here in Oregon are very particular about the pronunciation of our state. Today, in your Bigfoot podcast, you, like most non-Oregonians, said Oregon. And when we hear that, we cringe. Smiley face emoji. The correct pronunciation is Oregon, with the emphasis on the first syllable. Thanks again for all you do, and if you ever come to Oregon, we'd be happy to show you and Olivia our beautiful state. Best regards, Paul, Abraham, and Caden of West Lynn, Oregon.
Thanks so much for sending this email. It's nice to hear someone tell my daddy he's wrong once in a while. It doesn't happen enough.
Yeah, I'm truly sorry that I pronounced the name of your beautiful state incorrectly, and I'll try never to make the mistake again. I'm curious to see if, as our listeners suggested, most people outside of Oregon pronounce the name of the state incorrectly. After listening to this episode, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter to chime in and let us know how you pronounce it. Is it the incorrect Oregon that I was saying, or the correct Oregon? I'm curious to see how you say it. Who knows? Maybe I'm the only person that's saying it incorrectly. Stick around for just a few minutes to hear a special announcement, to hear our favorite episodes and facts from Season 5, and to hear the topics of the first 6 episodes of Season 6. Before we get to all of that, we have an interesting topic to get curious about.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi, Jacob and Olivia. In social studies, we have been learning about U.S. symbols. We've talked about the Statue of Liberty, the Bald Eagle, and the Liberty Bell, to name a few. We learned that many of these U.S. symbols make us feel proud to be Americans. It was when we were learning about the Liberty Bell that we got curious. We know that it can be found in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it rang a long time ago when the United States became a country. But we were wondering why it has a crack. We had some ideas. We thought maybe it was struck by lightning, or maybe the person that rang it too hard. Can you help us? Mrs. Rauer's first grade class.
Thanks, Miss Rauer, for sending this wonderful email to my daddy. I've learned so much from you this year, and it's so exciting that we are getting curious for my first grade class this week. A big shout out to my school pals. Zena, Rachel, Armin, Blair, Katerina, Alex, Gabe, Olivia, Adrew, Ricky, Atmia, Aiden, Jackson, Sophie, Wyatt, Shane, Brendan, and Miles.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for being curious and giving us something super interesting to get curious about. I think your class gave us a great idea for Question of the Week.
The question of the week is, why does the Liberty Bell have a crack in it?
Before we learn more about the famous crack in the bell, let's learn a bit about the fascinating history surrounding the Liberty Bell.
The bell was made in 1751 to mark a very special 50-year anniversary.
That means that the Liberty Bell is 270 years old, making it older than the United States itself. It was made to mark the 50-year anniversary of William Penn's Charter of Privileges, which was the original Constitution of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania was named after William Penn. The end of the state name, Sylvania, is the Latin term for woodlands. That means that Pennsylvania translates to mean Penn's woodlands.
When it was made, it wasn't originally called the Liberty Bell. The first name for the bell was the State House Bell, because it was kept at the State House, which today is called Independence Hall.
When it was made, it weighed 2,080 pounds. That's incredible. It doesn't look that heavy.
I agree. It's heavy because it is made of things like bronze, copper, and tin.
The bell was made in London in 1751, arrived in Philadelphia in 1752, and was hung in 1753. And when it was hung, to hear the sound it makes, a small crack was already discovered. Uh-oh!
There are words on the side of the bell, including a Bible verse that says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof."
The bell rang often between the year it was hung in 1753 and the year that it was so badly cracked that it would not ring again, which was 1846.
It rang for important occasions, like to mark the signing of the United States Constitution, and for the passing away of notable people, like Benjamin Franklin and Alexander Hamilton.
The name of the bell did not change to the Liberty Bell until the 1830s, when it became a symbol of the anti-slavery movement.
And it was a wonderful symbol for the anti-slavery movement because of the beautiful Bible verse on it that calls for liberty for everyone.
The word liberty means freedom to do what you want and not have to answer to anyone else.
It was during the Civil War that the bell truly took on a new meaning and significance. It was originally a functional bell that rang to signal important events. It turned into a symbol for liberty that would last long after it rang for the final time. During the Civil War, it was a reminder that our beautiful United States, that used to be whole and united, had become cracked and broken.
The bell is still used for special ceremonies today.
On the 4th of July every year, descendants of the signers of the Declaration of Independence get together to tap the bell 13 times to honor the patriots of the original 13 colonies. The bell is also tapped yearly on Martin Luther King Day. You can get a good look at the bell by visiting Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you love American history, there are so many wonderful things to see in Philadelphia, including the Liberty Bell. Okay, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. What's with the humongous crack in the Liberty Bell?
Nobody is 100% sure what made this massive crack in the Liberty Bell, but the likely answer is that it was due to a repair job that didn't go quite as planned.
At first, the bell developed a narrow crack from 90 years of heavy use. In the year 1846, the city wanted to repair the bell in time to mark George Washington's birthday holiday. Metal workers used a technique called stop drilling to widen the crack, thinking that it would prevent the crack from spreading any further. Their repair didn't go exactly as planned, because another crack developed when it rang out on Washington's birthday that year, which would silence the Liberty Bell forever.
Don't go anywhere, because we are about to share our favorite episodes and facts from Season 5. But before we do that, we have a big announcement.
The Curious Kid Podcast has a fancy new website, and you aren't going to believe what the website address is. Head on over to www.curiouskidpodcast.com for all things Curious Kid Podcast.
All right, Daddy, why don't you tell us what your favorite episode from Season 5 was?
My favorite episode was Curious About Whales. I learned so many interesting facts in that episode. Like, did you know that a blue whale's tongue is so big there is enough room on it for 50 humans to stand? It was also fun to learn about the story of Jonah and the whale. Whales are awesome!
My favorite episode was Curious About Dogs. I love dogs so much, and it was fun to get curious about dogs and learn more about them.
That was also a super fun episode. My favorite fact from Season 5 can be found in the episode Curious About Stars. In that episode, we learned that the sun is a yellow dwarf star. That means that the sun is pretty small compared to other stars, and that it's yellow, which means it's not as hot as white or blue stars. Even though it's not as big and not as hot as most stars, it is able to give us light and warmth from 93 million miles away. Mind blown.
My favorite fact from the season was in the episode about cockroaches. In that episode, we learned that cockroaches could survive for over a week without their head. That's fascinating.
That's a great one. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 130, on the Liberty Bell.
Great job, Olivia, and great job to Mrs. Rauer's first grade class for giving us an awesome historical topic to get curious about this week. Season 6 starts next week. Join us as we get curious about boomerangs, pee and poop, scorpions, the Titanic, soap, and gasoline. We kick things off next week by getting curious about boomerangs for a listener in Murrieta, California. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.